Margie, how about listening to some of our callers?
That would be great.
To talk to Margie, it's the number here is 212-279-3400. Now we've already got people calling. Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
It's been a while since I read anything from your company, so I may be a little lost. Was the last issue of that of Margie comic book when our unemotional nine was seen with a drink and, you know, smiled and was greeting his teammate? I think that was the last panel of that comic book. Was that the final issue that was published at that time?
Yep, that's the final one.
That means she left us hanging, right?
Well, yeah, but I have a seventh script, and once Evolution Comics is out of debt, I've got plans on what to do with the rest of it.
Okay, this is just a comment you mentioning the debt. Remember when I used to make remarks about the fact that DC didn't expand like their company Marvel? Well, Marvel's the one that's going in debt, and DC is still around. So what's wrong with this picture?
Touché. Very good.
So maybe there's something to be said about that, about not expanding more than you can do. Because DC is still around, and Marvel's in trouble now. Okay, so, well, say hi to Mercy, and I hope her book comes back on the stands. I'm looking forward to it.
Margie, do you remember meeting Sherry when
you came out
to the convention?
I met her at a convention.
I was the one that was making great descriptions about your book and asking that the fact that they're going to catch this criminal going to seem like a moot point if they're still stuck in space.
Ah, but we're dealing with that.
Ah. Well, okay, I'm looking forward to seeing more of your issues then. And I'll get off the line and let somebody else get on the phone. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Okay, Sherry.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Tim. I called last week. You know, I'd never heard of the title, but it sounds so interesting, so I'd like to know a little more about the title, you know. I know what company came out of and what's the name, you know.
Okay, the title of the comic is Dangerous Times.
Right.
The series is Bleaching Days, and Dangerous Times is published by Evolution Comics.
Wait a minute, Dangerous Times, Evolution Comics, right.
And, I guess I can give their address if you can write for information. It's P.O. Box
1028.
Gracie Station. New York.
NYNY.
10028.
Yeah, because, like I said before, I do vending and I know the store also, and I'd love to, I'm stressing more than ever to have more diversity in the books. You know.
I definitely agree with that. I think that's where comics have to go.
Yes, because like I said, I really feel that a lot of companies do not deal with the people, the buyers, you know, not enough. You know, because I have to deal with the complaints every week, new book day, you know.
Yeah. Margie, what do you read nowadays?
I really do enjoy ElfQuest.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, I love the book also, but the problem is, so few stores, at least in my general area where I pick up, don't pull them out, you know. I get a lot of back issues at some of the bigger conventions, and that's another problem right there. New York City don't have a massive convention like they used to, you know.
Yeah, that's a lack. That was, for a lot of people, the only way they were exposed to comics other than what they were already buying.
Definitely, because right now, you know, like I said, I'm just hearing this. I said, like, you know, but this story is great, you know, because what I do when I'm out in the street, because they're saying is, I do my little personal promotion of a book. I say, yes, you got to read this book, you know. Even if you don't like it, I'll buy it back, you know.
Well, good for you.
All right, like I said, I'm going to put a look in for it, talk to some of my some of the stores I deal with and let them know if they have them, do a little scanning, and I'll give you a call next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
The motto of Evolution Comics was intelligent comics for intelligent people.
Thank you.
BAI, you're on the line.
You pointed out last week that comic book sales are down, and it seems to me that your willingness and complete happiness at not talking about the comic strips that are in the newspapers, I really don't understand it, because even Spider-Man is in the newspapers.
Monroe?
Hey, look, I'm really serious.
Hold on a minute. Listen,
I mean, you're destroying
the... Hold on a minute. Listen to the pledge drive. I'm arranging a major interview with a major person in comic strips. Now, just in case we don't get that person, I'm not going to mention the name, but...
I find that your failure to wax poetic about the numerous people that are doing work. I mean, I'm not even, I don't even, I want to talk about the comic strip themselves.
Okay, we have 17
the
minutes.
The humor.
Monroe, Jeff.
I mean, all this talk about who inked what is getting me sicker than
fine.
And I am pretty sick, according to a lot of people. So I'm really accusing you. Hello, I'm really accusing you.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, I just wanted to make it quick because you have a guest. I just want to say to all the listeners out there that there's a great comic book by DC that's getting canceled, and I want to bring some attention to it. It's called Aztec, The Ultimate Man, written by Grant Morrison. It's a very cool comic. It hasn't been getting enough buzz, but it was mentioned in Wizard that it's getting canceled, and even they considered it a must-read. So to all you listeners out there, please write to DC. I'm going to write to DC. Tell them to please keep this comic printing and to, you know, not to cancel
it. Okay, we'll see what happens. Okay.
So that's all. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's your guest there,
This is Margie Saskey.
Hi.
Margie.
Hello.
I want to apologize to the caller who disregarded you, and there's an official war on him, so we'll take care of him someday. Either in comic books or in real life, we don't know yet, but he was very rude to you. I'm apologizing for him.
Thank you very much. He's a negative person.
He ignored you completely. I mean,
okay, so what question do I have for our guest?
I just wanted to take up that emotional space that she was dissed, and I wanted to clarify, you know, help make her feel that he was a freak and she shouldn't be hurt.
Well, thank you.
He's a very evil person. He's totally negative.
Okay.
All right.
That's enough.
Okay.
212-279-3400. Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Line is lighting up.
But there's nobody there.
Okay.
So. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know, but maybe Monroe should call in Daredevil's.
Daredevil's talk show.
Talk show.
Well, we have another caller waiting to talk to you.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hello, you beautiful people. You know, I'd just like to say that there are some people who don't have anything to contribute to the comic world, and they call in and diss a person who really cares. So.
And this is what it's like doing live radio here on WBAI-FM. Let's try. You're on the air. Nope, that light. I think that light is
I think it's that line. It just keeps lighting up.
I think it's that line, yeah. It's just strange. Well, hold on. Let's take this call, because I think I know who it is.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Margie if she was still thinking you're doing a novel version of Bleak and Days in Prose.
Well, I don't know. It belongs to Evolution Comics now.
Well, it belongs to you, too.
Well, it's...
Would you want to?
Maybe sometime in the future. I would love to continue their stories.
Uh-huh. I'd certainly be interested in reading more of them in whichever format.
Ah. Now, I have done a couple of stories that were published in fan magazines that did involve these characters, so... Maybe Ken can get you in touch with that.
Well, that's true, yeah. One of them was published in Interlac. In fact, you did two. You did one that was a crossover with Star Trek.
I also did a prologue.
Yeah, and you did a wonderful prologue.
Uh-huh, and one or two spoofs, actually. So there are other stories with these characters out there.
Oh, great. I'll have to look into that further.
Maybe I can, you know, put them all together and do something with that.
Yeah, you could, like, publish a book with them and sell it at convention.
Well, a Bleaching Days fanzine. How about it, Margie? You want to do a Bleaching Days fanzine?
Sure.
Okay, you may have started something, Margaret.
Oh, good. I hope I did.
Let's go really retro and do it Mimeo.
Oh.
I've got a mimeographic sheet I could dig out.
Yeah, then people wouldn't have to have their hand stamp to come in back into the convention. They could just get the purple ink from the Mimeo on their hand.
Well, purple is from Ditto.
Oh, okay.
Ditto is even more primitive than Mimeograph. Carl Gafford, who was on the show a few months ago, he used to do fanzines in Ditto.
Wow.
The bad thing about Ditto is that it fades after a while. At least Mimeo is ink, so it doesn't fade.
Like a fax.
Like a fax.
Okay, well, I'll get off the line in case you have any other calls.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I'm calling this. I wish I heard your guest book. What's her name again? I'm sorry.
Margie Sasky is the name of our guest, and the series is Belegian Days, and the comic is Dangerous Times.
Is it still out on shelves?
Only in back issue boxes these days.
Okay. What's it, Belegian Times?
No, Dangerous Times.
Dangerous Times.
Well, I'll give the address of Evolution Comics again. It's P.O. Box 1028, uh-huh. Gracie Station, New York, New York, 10028.
Okay. And also, I'd like to give the other caller thanks for plugging the book. Cause I'm the co-creator of Aztec.
Well, good for you.
I like the program, and I'll keep in touch with you guys.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And that pretty much brings us to the show. We have 1 minute left. So I want to thank our guest, Marty Sasky.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And next is...
Coming up next here on WBAI is... Sydney Smith and his program, Carrier Wave. And you have been listening to Nuff Said on these very same airwaves.
We're here every Sunday at midnight.
Till 1 o'clock. And we will see you next week. We don't have any plans yet. We're still...
All the plans are 10. Having been away with family emergencies, I had difficulty in figuring out what was the show, because I did not know how long... this emergency situation would last.
So, anyway, if you want to send any mail our way, Nuff Said is at WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018, or email at nuffsaid@escape.com. And if you want to subscribe to the electronic magazine where I get my news items from, that's Comic Book Net, comicbknet, at AOL.com. Just tell them to subscribe. You want to subscribe, and you don't have to just put that alone. And some of those, you know, tell right. you, just put in subscribe and nothing else. Well, you can put as long a message as you want in there and tell them you
oh,
heard
he'll,
it here.
He'll like that kind of. And our email address is nuffsaid@escape.com.
See you next week. Stay tuned for Sydney Smith's Carrier Wave.
You're tuned to WBAI in New York. The preceding program, Nuff Said, was brought to you live with various portions, I assume, on recording and telephonic interruption. This is Carrier Wave. It's 1:03 in the morning. We have UFO Death Care.